My name is Erica Endemann, and you are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Parliament Hill was awash in orange clothing on Saturday as hundreds of people came to march from Parliament to the Justice Department. NDP MPs Charlie Angus and the Nunavut MP Mumalak Kakak called on Canadians to join them and Indigenous elders in a march for truth and justice. The MPs have called on the federal government to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the residential schools with International Criminal Court authorities. Over 1,000 bodies of Indigenous children have been uncovered at residential schools in unmarked graves across Canada. The schools operated from the 1860s until 1996 and were notorious for cultural, physical, and sexual abuse. On Saturday, Angus described the crimes committed at the residential schools as beyond a tragedy.
When you have mass graves across this country at every residential school, you are not talking about a tragedy. You are talking about a policy to destroy a people, and that meets the test of a crime against humanity, and it needs to be investigated.
Visibly moved by the size of the crowd that formed on Parliament, Kakak thanked those who had shown up.
Thank you for caring.
She said that the march was about the children so that they will not suffer similar abuse in the future.
We do this so that our children are not sitting here as elders asking for their basic human rights.
Both Justin Trudeau and Attorney General David Lametti have said that they are committed to working with Indigenous communities in the wake of the discovery of the mass graves. While Trudeau has said he supports an investigation, he also says it isn't up to him. And Lametti has said that initiating criminal investigations is an exclusive power of the police. However, Kakak asserts that it is in Lametti's power under the Director of Public Prosecutions Act, where the Attorney General can recommend the appointment of a special prosecutor to the Director of Public Prosecutions.
No peace! No peace! No peace!
In front of the Justice Department, Angus accused Trudeau of hiding church documents of crimes committed at the residential schools.
Turn over those documents, expose these men. That's why we're here.
Kakak believes that if an independent investigation were to be conducted successfully, it would open Canadians' eyes to the intergenerational trauma that still impacts Indigenous peoples today.
On being able to uncover that truth, people will realize that we're really just scratching the surface. We heard from three elders today when there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have been through and a part of these systems in some way, shape, or form. And all generations, all Indigenous generations are being affected by intergenerational trauma in some way, shape, or form.
At the march, Indigenous elders and residential school survivors addressed the crowd and spoke of what they and their ancestors had been put through.
When the RCMP and the church and the nuns came for the children, my grandmother told me the story of that day. She remembers very clearly. They came walking in and the RCMP told her, "We are here to take your daughter, your children. And if you do not let us take them, we are going to arrest you." That is what they told her. So you can imagine the pain a mother has seeing her kid be taken away, ripped from her arms, her protection. The Creator gave her that right to raise that child. The government has no claim over us.
The residential schools have had lasting impacts on Indigenous communities that Kakak describes as colonization repeating itself, citing Nunavut's suicide rate as one example, which is 10 times higher than the rest of Canada.
The screams that echo of colonization result in death. Inuit die and choose to at incredibly alarming rates. As Inuit, by the time you're a teen, you know how to talk somebody down from being suicidal. You know what suicidal ideation means. You know multiple people who have passed who are either friends, family, peers, colleagues. We are all affected.
This trauma appears in many different ways in Indigenous communities, she says, and healing can only be accomplished once the full truth is revealed.
There's also things like 1 in 3 women in the North face violence, 7 out of 10 children go to school hungry, 1 in 3 people live in an overcrowded home, and what that is a product, a result of colonialism, of that intergenerational trauma. When we're talking about predators who had sexually abused Inuit children, what we're talking about are broken families, broken systems, broken homes, broken communities that need healing, that didn't learn how to parent, didn't learn how to love, didn't know what love meant. And because they were forcibly taken away and put into residential school where they couldn't experience love, they weren't taught love. And in that, our communities lost love, our communities lost people. And it's colonization happening over and over again. It's just in different forms. We see it in the foster care system. We see it in unemployment rates. We see it in the prison system. A disproportionate representation of Indigenous people in Canada, it's everywhere, staring you in the face all the time.
Kakak says that she has little faith in federal institutions, but instead has hope in the people who have publicly shown their support to push the government to respond. And according to Kakak, almost 20,000 Canadians have emailed Lametti asking for action.